Blog Talk Radio.
Got joy in the struggle. I've got peace in the storm. I've got strength in the battle. I don't fear anymore. I'm a child of heaven, and my hope is secure. I've got joy, cause I've got Jesus. And maybe
be no doubt in your mind, when you have Jesus, you have joy. That song I dedicate to, I tell you the song I like to dedicate this afternoon, I'm going to say. The song entitled Nobody Greater Than You. Nobody Greater Than You. Nobody Greater Than You. Nobody Greater Than You. And I have searched all the land. And guess what? Nobody is greater than you. I'm dedicating this to Evangelist Renee for her birthday today. I'm dedicating this to her birthday, to Evangelist Renee on her birthday. Thank you. Pray this today for Pastor Bill. for traveling grace and mercy. She's on the road. Best of my knowledge, she's enjoying a vacation. So we want to continue to pray for her and that she have a safe return. And we want to keep America lifted up, that it be a beacon for the entire world, that people will see her light and at least run toward freedom of religion, this place of freedom to receive the word of God in America. So, Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts. First of all, we want to thank you for your word, because it's in your word, Father God, that we learn who we are and whose we are. It is in your word, Father God, that teaches us that we can be like you. It is in your word, Father God, that it's your word that teaches us that you love more than we can even imagine or think. Not only that, you gave your only begotten son for us. If the world will ever come to that knowledge to know how much you truly love us, it's nothing you wouldn't give us. You gave us what heaven's best. So we thank you for it. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning us in Christ Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you. We continue to pray for those that we make mention of. And we pray for this broadcast that someone will hear a word or truth and go running, saying thank you, Lord, and opening up their spirit and their minds and their hearts to love you like never, ever before. And Father God, we ask these and all blessings in Christ's name. And for his sakes, we do pray. And everybody agreed, said amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, brothers and sisters, this is Thankful Thursday. And before I get into anything, I want to give you the opportunity to be thankful. I know there's some scriptures you all are thankful for. And while you're waiting, I'm going to see if Evangelist Renee, I want to say happy birthday to her for sure. And I'm going to see if she have a sandwich today. Hallelujah. Let's see. Okay. Evangelist Renee. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Okay. Anyone else have anything you want to share on Thankful Thursday? Hallelujah. Okay, y'all know I have plenty to say. So you got an opportunity to speak. But it says speak, spoke, don't get choked on your end. Hallelujah. Looking for believers that have a word to say. Because you know ain't another God like the God we serve. Hallelujah. Anyway. Okay. Well, what we've been talking about is exactly what was abolished by Christ. What was actually abolished by Christ. So we're going to look at a few things as we get into this word. Ephesians 2, I think it's the 15th verse. Having abolished in his flesh the enemy. You got to underline enemy. Do your research on that. And then he goes on and says, and even the law of the commandments contained in the ordinance, for to make in himself a twine one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enemy thereby. Wow, what an awesome word. Listen, brothers and sisters, the Messiah, Christ, did an awesome thing. So he is our peace now, because in his body he had made the Jews and the non-Jews people one by breaking down all the hostility, all the walls of division that kept them apart. So he brought an end to everything that pertained to the law, even the commandments. That's what I said, even the Ten Commandments. Now just hold your horses. Don't nobody go and get crazy here on me. I'm going to show you what he gave us. You got to know that if you got rid of the old, he brought something new, which the new is far better and greater. And you got to believe this, and you got to understand this, that the old has been abolished. The old law has been abolished. Now, the way I know this is because he gave us a new commandment. I know you read that. I know you. He said a new commandment, John 13, 34, 35. Well, if he gave us a new one, what you going to do with the old one? Well, I'm glad you asked. It's been abolished. Hallelujah. He got rid of it. So go on and tell yourself you don't need this Ten Commandments. You got something better. He put the word of God in your heart, man. He put the word of God in your spirit. That's what rules you. What rules you is the word of God. See? Once people understand that you have to let the word of God prevail, that's the key right there. Remember, that's what happened to the people over there in the book of Acts, the 19th chapter and the 20th verse. So mighty grew the word of the Lord and prevailed. Woo! It prevailed, man. The word of God has to prevail thinking over what you feel. You have to let it gain ascendance. You have to let it be over all of that. Religion, denomination, tradition. The word of God has to prevail. That's what happened in the book of Acts. So a revival in Ephesus was shaking the nation. It was not Paul preaching. It was not his much education or his logo or his philosophy. It was the word of God that was prevailing. Yeah. The Bible says, but the word of God grew and multiplied. What grew? The word. It multiplied in the people's lives. It grew in the minds of the people. It gained the superiority, the supreme over them. That's what happened. So then the Bible says, so then faith comes when the word prevails over the thinking process. You have to let the word of God prevail. Remember in Matthew 8:23-27? We won't go there, but I'll just tell you part of it, where it says, the word prevailed in Jesus' lips over the laws of nature. You remember that he said, oh, ye of little faith. Remember, faith is the word of God. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word. You want more faith? Get more word. Jesus spoke the word, and it prevailed. It prevailed, man. It took control. It would do it for your life. Healing comes when you let the word of God prevail. A lot of what's going on today, they keep talking about mental this, mental that. And yeah, and that probably a lot of people with a lot of mental stuff. But let me tell you, speak the word over and watch what happens. That's how you fix the mental problem. You don't send them to a hospital. Send them to the word of God and watch the word of God prevail over the enemy. Remember, he rose and he rebuked the wind and the sea, and the Bible said there was a great calm, and the men marveled, saying, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? See, the word of God has to prevail. The word in Jesus' lip prevailed over the diseases that was at the centurion servant. He let the word of God prevail. When the word of God prevails off your lips, out of the abundance of your heart, and you believe it more than you do anything else, you're going to see lambs grow. When we start believing the word of what we've been taught, you're going to see the word of, you're going to see things happen that never happened before. Yes, there is still miracles. Remember, that's what it was all about in the beginning, was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So if it was, it probably still is. Because the Bible says the same was in the beginning with God. And there were all things made through him. And without him was nothing made that was made. So the word of God had to take first place. You know, Jesus, God honored his word, brothers and sisters, by allowing the human language, by Jesus, the word. The whole universe was brought unto being by the word. The Bible says in Genesis 1, verse 14 through 19, and the Spirit spoke, let there be light in the firmament and of the heavens, and give them light upon the earth. The word of God, a spirit-created material thing, provided that the spirit is greater than the material world. And that's what you have to know. You have to know that whatever you can touch, feel, see, smell, or hear, the word of God is bigger than that. See, until we understand that our position in the word has to be what John 1:14 says, and the word became flesh and dwelled among us. You see, we have the spoken word in the lips of Jesus. Then we have the word made flesh to dwell in our midst. Then we have the spoken word in the lips of the Apostle Paul through Revelation. I like what First Thessalonians 2 and 13 says, wherefore we also give continual thanks to God, because when you heard from the spoken word, you received it not as though the word of man, as it is the truth, the word of God, who himself worked effectually in your belief. We got to let the word of God prevail, brothers and sisters. If we're going to ever become the masters that we're supposed to be part of the building. And for that to happen, the word of God prevailed over the senses. Abraham proved the same thing, man. Remember when Abraham, he didn't go by what he said, what he saw, because Sarah was 99 years old. But it prevailed over his fears. Oh, Lord, you done promised me this thing. But he allowed the word, what God had said, to prevail. It didn't matter if she was 150. If God made you a promise, stand on it. Don't go back. I'm talking to somebody. Don't go back on it now. You got to notice carefully when you read Romans 4, 17 through 19, who in hope believed against hope to the end that he might become a father of all nations, or many nations, depending on what translation. But anyway, he was going to become the father of many nations. Well, how was that going to happen? Even though there was no hope, he believed against hope. I'm going to speak to somebody right now. You don't see no hope in it, but there is hope. You got to believe beyond that. You got to put the word of God, believe beyond the doubts. That's what Sarah had to do. Remember, Sarah's womb was dead. The Bible says the deadness of her womb. Sarah's womb was dead. She couldn't do it. She couldn't bring forth nothing. 99, everything, and excuse me, but everything had closed up. She didn't have no milk. her vagina. I could go on and on. Now, this is not X-rated, but I want you to know that the Bible says, and without being weakened in faith, he considered his own body now as good as dead, he being about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. See, when people read the Bible, certain stuff don't bother you. You ain't trying to get all forgetting and say, oh, you shouldn't say that. We got little children around. Let me tell you what. That's people that don't want the truth. If you want the truth, you're going to let the word of God prevail. That's what has to happen. The word of God has to prevail. I know it's Thankful Thursday, and maybe even tomorrow we'll get into this part. But I want you all to know that it's deep, brothers and sisters, to know the love of God, that God wants us to love like him. We must use the word of God. Let me tell you what. You stand on that word until it prevails. Because I read John 13:34-35. Let me tell you what I got out of this. You'll never know the power of God until you put the word of God, a word of God beyond your fears. Put the word of God beyond what you think, what you can imagine. Put the word of God above all that. And it says, because it'll never fail. The word of God won't fail and pass away. But the word of God will not fail. But until we put the word of God first place in our lives, you'll never see this. Jesus said this, a new commandment I give unto you. Why did he give us a new one? Because he abolished the old one. See, if he hadn't gave us a new one, we wouldn't have anything to work with. Matter of fact, they wasn't even required, really, to love like God loved. They was only required to love according to the laws. So the Lord got rid of all that stuff. He abolished it, man. Got shed of it. That's what they say in Georgia here. Got shed of it. Give unto you that ye love one another, even as I have loved you. Now notice, that ye also love one another. And by this shall all men know that you are my disciple, if ye have loved one another. But the God kind of love, and I know how everybody breaks it all down about the Greek and the Hebrew. Listen, brothers and sisters, you get the nature of God in you. You ain't got to worry about which kind of love you're doing. You ain't doing but one kind. That's the God kind. You loving like Jesus loved. So whatever he loved, we're to imitate that. Remember Ephesians 5:1? We're to be imitators. Love like him. And people say, oh, you can't. They lying to you. When you put the word of God first and let it prevail, the Bible says, beloved, he called us beloved. Let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is begotten of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not. Now, let me tell you what that means. That means if you can't love like Christ, you don't know God. Let me back it up. Got to back it up for a second. If you can't love like Christ, you don't love God. That's what the scripture says. Don't be deceived, brothers and sisters, because our finite mind tells us, I'm loving. I'm doing this. No, God and Jesus and our Lord expect for us to love like Christ. That's the expectation. Not to love, because anybody can say they love, because you say it don't mean it. I want to know, can you live it? Can you live the love kind that Jesus portrayed? Not the kind that grandmama taught you, or your uncle, or your preacher, or even if you taught yourself. Not that kind of love. I'm talking about the kind that God has for you. The God kind of love. Well, preacher, why would you say that? Well, let me go back and get it again. He said a new commandment. See, so it's new. It ain't nothing you've been used to. See, when you say it's new, it means you ain't been used to. He said, now I'm giving this to you. You have to receive it. See, love one another even as I have loved you. Now he's telling us to love like he loved, the God kind of love, not some theological viewpoint, but the God kind. And the only way you can do that is to be in the Word of God and love according to the Word of God. How he say to love? Because you're part of the same thing that Christ came here in, and that is in the Word of God, spoken by the Word, delivered by the Word. Hallelujah. Well, anyone have anything that they want to share with us? We'll pick that up maybe tomorrow. Because you got to know he's going to abolish the old way. Because he said, love the God with all your heart, soul, mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. We don't know nothing about that. Even if you did, he done abolished it. He got a new love now. We got to get on this new thing. See? That's the kind of love. Because he abolished the old. Stop trying to love your neighbor. Love like Christ said to love. And then he's going to tell you who to love and how to love him. Because it's new. Anybody else have any comments at our press one? Hallelujah. Well, we're just going to continue to wish evangelists. Oh, wait a minute. Almost. Okay. Thank you for
that. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for the birthday wish. The Lord has blessed me to be here 61 years today. And I thank him. Yes, sir. I'm trying to catch you in
fast. Down low, honey, because I remember when you had your pigtails.
You do. Time is a moving. The Lord has blessed me to see 61 years, and I thank him. I woke up this morning singing that song. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for one more day. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for one more day. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, because he did that.
Amen.
But he did it. And I take the time out to say thank you. And thank you, Pastor, for the birthday wishes.
Family. Well, can I say this to you, Pastor? Evangelist Renee.
Can you do what?
Can I say something to you, Evangelist Renee?
You sure can.
You know, if it was left up to the devil, you wouldn't have been here.
Yes.
Yeah, but left up to the devil, you wouldn't have been here. There's a lot of folks that gave up on you. There's a lot of them spoke death in your life. But all but God. God have mercy but God. He saved you and the foot. He saved you and the foot. And you hear 61 years to tell about it. I just have to say that to you today.
Yes, sir. Because I could have left here when that foot was all jacked up, had infection, and then it tried to go through all my body. It was horrible, but he kept me. He kept me.
He healed me.
He healed my heel while they said cut it off. It wouldn't grow. The skin wouldn't grow back. God is good.
Hallelujah. But he kept you, Pastor. Why am I calling you Pastor today? He kept
right, because
you
missed your pastor. You missed Pastor Bell. It's okay. I said you missed Pastor Bell. It's okay. You called me her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I miss my friend now. Ain't no shame in my game. She's a big help
y'all
to me
knowing
and
each other. Long time, y'all. I remember you when I was just a kid. Well, I'm still a kid to some people, but when I was like 5, 8 years old, I remember you, Pastor.
Praise God. Well, you know, I think I remember you was on that street named Carlisle.
Yep, Joanne was on Carlisle, yep.
Yep, that's where I met you.
Okay.
But you know, I knew Pastor when she was in high school.
That's
you know, when
crazy.
She was on the north side.
Right, on Garfield.
What was the name of it?
Garfield Street.
Okay. Well, we have to talk about that. I'm not sure the name of it, but anyway, I know she was on the north side. And but I first met Pastor on Walbash.
Oh no, that was like on the south side. Yep, yep. That's when you first met her.
Uh-huh.
I was really
she was with Gloria. She was with Gloria.
Okay.
I know we're on the air, but brother and sister, I'm gonna tell you, sometimes it's good to go back down memory lane, especially when you know God has been good. And I watched God do a lot of things. So I'm just thankful. I'm thankful for the relationship. I'm thankful for the friendship. I'm thankful that God let me know somebody like you all these many years and pass this way on.
Amen.
But anyway, thank you so much, Evangelist Renee. Anyone
no
else?
No problem, Pastor.
Anyone else? Hallelujah. If not, we're going to keep you all on tomorrow for the word at noon. And Evangelist Renee, we're looking for a sandwich tomorrow.
All righty,
get ready. All right. We'll see y'all tomorrow
right,
for the word.